This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
Well, desperate elites that are taking control of populations, they cause division. Standard British Empire, Roman Empire operation. Millie Weaver was there with our intrepid cameraman, Gavin. Other observations about what you witnessed, Millie, now that they confirm that the police were ordered to stand down in Charlottesville, Virginia?
Well, basically, one of the observations there is that you could see that the people on the alt-right Unite the Rally side brought a lot of shields and whatnot and things to block themselves with, whereas the Antifa brought cases full of water balloons filled with urine, feces, paint, gels, pepper spray, tear gas canisters. They brought things to throw at them, to attack them with, and that's kind of what happened all in all. I'm not saying that there weren't scuffles, there weren't fights. Of course fights break out. You can pepper spray someone in the face and then their friends are going to attack you. That's what happened. But the police stood down so that it could happen, so that they could use this violence that went down to say that it was all the people on the alt-right, it was all these white supremacists, white nationalists, so that then you could then blame it all on Trump supporters. And that's why Trump has then inevitably come out and condone so harshly the people on the alt-right, whereas he didn't make much mention out of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter groups that were actually going out there to create that situation. And I do believe that these groups are backed and paid for by George Soros, and this is all a way to try and create an extremist movement on the alt-right and to have some of these alt-right groups continue to have these protests so that they can then play into the narrative by having these hate groups come out, attack them, police stand down, allow the fighting to continue, then only blame all the violence on the alt-right. So the smartest solution here would be simply, you know, I get that you want to have these protests. I get that it is your right to have these protests. But I would say really and truly try to refrain from some of these protests and rallies for a little while, because they are literally using these protests and rallies to demonize the right and to demonize Trump supporters. And of course you have deep state operatives, you have FBI, CIA, you have paid protesters, agitators going to try to make sure that it goes their direction, because what happened? The mainstream media covered it and they don't make any mention of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter going out and attacking. They make only mention of the people who were then there fighting back. And
well, Millie, you're right. You're right. That's exactly what's happening here. And the left gets turned loose to attack, kill police, attack whites everywhere, say whites deserve to die, countless knockout game deaths, you name it. And then white people see that and think, well, we're really under attack on a racial basis. I guess the white supremacists were right. We better go join them. That's the manipulation. And then they have these Democrat Party cities where the police stand down so they can have a more explosive event. And as you pointed out, the Antifa comes out with the weapons, with the clubs, with the tear gas, with it. And then the white nationalists, they have their shields. And I'm not saying the white nationalists are good. Clearly, though, they're not the ones that initiated the violence. And then you have the police standing down and then ordering you and the press to go back through the Antifa and letting them attack you, actually aiding and abetting through the mayor's action the violence of the death. So I believe that Michael Singer should be charged with the murder as a co-conspirator with the individual that ran her over. I think Michael Singer is part of a capital murder operation and premeditatedly knew violence would come and is guilty of capital murder and should be tried and should be sent to death row.
Exactly, because he allowed for chaos to ensue and anarchy to go on.
Yeah, he could have endangered the whole city. This could have become a nationwide chain reaction of idiots killing each other. White, black, I don't care what color you are. Stop it. Stop being idiots. We're being hit with chemicals, GMOs, globalism, geoengineering, World War III stuff. This is dumb. We're all in this together. We need to have an economy. We need to have a future. We need to work together for prosperity, like Trump's saying. Millie Weaver, stay there. And we've got big guests coming in studio as well. Stay with us.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now beginning to hear criticism bubble up on all sides of this event about the initial slow response by the police. When I got out of my car yesterday in Charlottesville for the first time at about 10:30 yesterday morning, you knew this was a bad scene and that bad things were going to be happening, because people were congregating at Lee Park, at Emancipation Park, wearing helmets, body armor, carrying big, heavy sticks. Nobody was intent upon peace here from either side. People were intent on causing havoc and causing damage. And even as wounded were being brought out of the park, the police were sitting idly by. I was standing by a cordoned off area where the police had set up as a staging area, the state police had set up, and they said, you can come in here, this is a safe area. But when the tear gas started to fly, thrown by protesters, the police themselves began to evacuate that. I asked the guy who was in charge, I said, where are you going? He said, we're leaving. It's too dangerous. They had an opportunity to nip this thing in the bud, and they chose not to.
And that's the Fox reporter getting it right, Doug McElway. Stories are up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and our new site that's really easy to load, very, very modern, NewsWars.com. We're about to add a lot of new features to it. And there's going to be an app associated with it. It's free as well. So a lot of stuff coming to newswars.com. As we chronicle the news wars, we have CNN yesterday. They're still saying it. That's the talking point. Fox News, it's the talking point. Once again, Trump fails to condemn the alt-right white supremacists. Once again, when did he not do it? The first time. Oh, because he only condemned David Duke like 20, 30 times back in the 90s and again and again and again. They wanted to force him into an issue to condemn David Duke. Does he have to condemn black supremacists when they say something? I mean, how is it him, every time something happens, he's supposed to... He gave a press conference within like an hour and a half of this happening Saturday. And they said, oh, that wasn't quick enough. But while it was going on at 12:19 Eastern, it was going on at 11:19 Central. It was over by 12:30 or so. We must all be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one. And then he said, no matter what color you are, we've all got to love each other. They turned that into he didn't condemn it. So he came out particularly and said, okay, KKK, whoever was there, horrible people. Then they'll say he never said it. They'll probably say, again, just like they did with the whole David Duke thing, is why won't you condemn it? He would be in press conferences and condemn it three times in 15 minutes, and then they'd come back and say, why haven't you condemned it? And he just said, you're getting a soundbite for CNN, fake news. I just said it 2 minutes ago. And finally they backed off, but you can see that's the same old bag of tricks. Gary Haven, successful Texan, billionaire founder of Curves and many other businesses, big philanthropist, a guy that helped break the news with our reporters last year, flying in a day after the hurricane of the child sex rings run by the UN. That was then confirmed about 6 months later in a big report by the Associated Press. He's the producer of the hit film Amerageddon that yours truly's in. It's focused on dark skies events. Guys, can you reprint me that article from last week why I wanted him on? I forgot to ask for that. Our big story that was on Drudge. Thank you, sir. Dealing with the dark skies. There is black sky event. Feds prepping for widespread power outages across the U.S. We're going to get into that, too. But, Gary, I haven't asked your opinion on this, but you're a really smart guy. That's why I've asked you to come in once every week if you want, especially once we launch these new shows, or once every month. Whenever you want, the door is open. Just call Nico. I'd like you to host your own show once a week remotely if you wanted to, because you've always got really great connections in the Republicans, in the state, in law enforcement, in business, and really important angles on what's going on. And you've helped spur a national debate about these dark sky events. We're going to cover more, and Millie's going to have some final comments in a moment, but you'll be co-hosting with me today the next few hours as we have a lot of other guests on. But what do you want to tackle first? The president's new response saying unequivocally love each other, don't be racist, come together, I condemn these racist groups. I mean, he did what they wanted. He didn't condemn the Antifa communists and their violence. He went so far as to go, okay, just the white nationalists, they're bad, we condemn it. Which is them really bullying him into that when previously he gave the real statement. Both sides are dumb. They're bad. Racism's bad. Condemn it all. Let's love each other. Let's get the economy going. Let's move forward. He tried to neutralize it all. They don't want that. They want CNN to have him, but they're not going to stop now. They're going to keep saying, you didn't condemn. You didn't condemn. He'll say, I just condemned again. He'll have to have press conference after press conference, Gary.
Yeah, let's start there. The kind of the hidden message here is when Trump made his statement, he did not simply go after the so-called white supremacists. He said he was inclusive because he saw what Millie has been talking about. He saw these Antifa, violent, probably bust-in, Soros-funded people. And to Trump's credit, he had the courage to include them in his statement. And, of course, that's what set him up for them to go after him. So I really commend Trump for having done that. And, by the way, Millie, you've done a spectacular job on covering this, and the courage you have to walk into that crowd is amazing. And the one thing I want to add to this is what Trump needs to do is to order the Justice Department to follow the money. You know, Soros has probably paid for these people.
He admittedly pays for all the groups.
Yeah. And it's easy to find because, you know, you can go to...
In fact, Millie's going to have a report out today with Gavin. They actually caught the same faces as other parts of the country.
Yes. Crisis actors have been funded to be there. Now, that's easy to establish.
That's what the report's going to show that.
Excellent.
I didn't even know you... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, one step ahead of us.
Well, if he can show that link, guess what? George Soros needs to be charged and arrested for sedition. That's where this thing needs to go.
I want Millie to speak to that, because first they hire him for these riot control drills. The cops don't know. The Antifa is being trained at those, paid like $300 a day in many cases. As crisis actors, they learn how to hit, attack, fight. They drill. Then they're bussed out. They're sent out to kind of lead and agitate folks that just kind of show up on their own.
Yeah.
And so that's what you've got, is this domino effect. But undoubtedly, Trump was on target. We have the mayor admittedly ordering a stand down. We have the police confirming they were ordered to stand down. That's anarchy. A dereliction of duty. That's aiding and abetting this. And that's what Trump's talking about. So I think they should go for the death penalty for the guy that ran over the lady. And then they should also call for criminal charges on the mayor and the police chief and have an investigation on who ordered the stand down to declare anarchy in that town. And I'm serious. When the mayor is found guilty of being part of murder one, aiding and abetting a situation he knew would cause murder, I believe he should be given the punishment after the jury declares that he's guilty of capital murder.
Yes. And Trump needs to actually tell the rest of the story and explain it. Instead, he's backed down and he's gone on defense again. He needs to go on offense. He has the truth on his side and there's plenty of evidence. And so what? The media is going to be shooting him down anyway. At least the American people will be able to step up to defend him, because we'll know what's really going on.
It's just incredible. He came out and said, "I totally condemn all forms of racism. It's horrible. We should love each other. We should come together." But both sides came looking for a fight. It all needs to be investigated. Of course it needs to be investigated when you're giving a speech 2 hours after it happened and people are still bleeding. I mean, again, we finally got a president that doesn't just go with whatever CNN tells him to say.
Yeah. And Trump, he steps out with one foot, like the statement on this, and then he backs up and goes on defense. He needs to forget trying to please these people and step out there. That's what got him elected. And why he's not doing that now is a follow-through.
It's because all over the White House they're saying Bannon leads these people. Bannon's criticizing McMaster. Bannon doesn't run anything at Breitbart. It's been the organic research about McMaster being in the Soros group and trying to sabotage things that organically my listeners were saying day one, back in April, why aren't you on McMaster more? Why aren't you defending Flynn more? And I said, I don't know. Let's wait and see. It was the listeners that do the research. It was the 4chan people. It was the autistic army. And that's not bashing autistic kids if you're a new listener. That's what they call themselves, because they're like Aspergers at fighting on the internet and digging up info. They're like geniuses. And they found all this, and it was true. But they're using that against Bannon right now, and he may be out by the end of the week. The word is he's on a razor's edge right now. That's not hype. Because they're convincing Trump that it's Bannon that's leaking all this information. I remember saying this on the phone to some sources just a few weeks ago. I said, listen, if Scaramucci has all this info, they're going to get mad at him for leaking. If he's the leak investigator, they're going to turn it around. We've got to learn that info from the patriots in the White House to fight the globalists is not a leak. That is news. But they're going to label it as leaks, and they got Scaramucci that way. And now they're going, well, look, the alt-right knows all this. It must be Bannon. I've never gotten anything from Bannon on my phone other than, keep it up, brother. We're going to restore the republic. You appreciate your work. That's all I get, and that's all he'll do. And the president on the phone, when I get a chance to talk to him, it's the same thing. It's all being recorded. So we're all operating on our own out here, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Well, you're a great resource. As the leader in the alternative media, if you've not been reached out to from Bannon, then that's evidence to me that.
No, I've got Bannon's phone number right here, and yeah. He'll just respond with, "Oh, hey, we're fighting hard. Hope you're doing well, brother." That's it. He will not respond when, "Hey, what's going on here? Hey, are you ever going to have a press conference? Ever going to give an interview? Hey, I'd like to get you on." No response since the campaign other than friendly little things. So that's all that goes on since he has been, even the last few months of the campaign and then president-elect. He's not giving anyone information. Zero.
Yeah. Later on when we talk about this North Korea thing, I'm going to give you some insight that's unique, that I think will help explain the deep state and their agenda, and how the deep state itself is being trapped by the North Korea program. But I'm anxious to hear what Millie has to say.
Now we're going to finish up with Millie. Final comments from her straight ahead. And I don't want to bash Scaramucci, but he's telling the president, you were dumb to give a real answer. No, that's what makes the country love you. The president should double down and go after the racist white supremacists, but also after Soros.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Personal friends that are real close to Trump, and insights into the spiritual life of Trump, which I've been told some of the same stories. This is powerful. It's coming up at the start of the next segment. We're going to play his response that was live about 30 minutes ago that the media is trying to spin that, oh, wasn't enough, you know, decrying the racism. Well, it's just crazy. It's like this benchmark where they're the boss, you're guilty, and you've got to decry David Duke 50 times. 25 times isn't enough. It's so transparent. And that's why George Soros and others have hyped up racial divide in this country. Millie Weaver, you and Gavin, where are you now? Where are you going next? And other observations about what we've witnessed.
Well, right now we're in Ohio and we're continuing on. Our next stop is actually going to be in Pittsburgh for the March on Google at Google headquarters. And we will be also talking to people and getting their stories for the Flyover America series. But I just wanted to say one quick thing on Charlottesville. Now, when I say that I believe that Deep State was involved in this and that it was run by Deep State, I'm not saying that I think it was a false flag. I'm not saying that I think that there were crisis actors that were getting hurt or not, you know, pretending to get hurt. I said that this looks like the Deep State was involved in it because it looked like it was a huge setup in order to demonize the right.
Exactly. They created the atmosphere. They created the hype. They've been pushing for it. Billions of dollars spent the last 8 years. Coordinated police stand down, just like they've done in Maryland and other areas. They stand down to make it as bad as possible. And it turns out the Justice Department of Clinton and Obama and others continue to do this. So we know there's a major history of this, Millie. And the stand down you first reported is confirmed.
Exactly. And it was just to create anarchy so that you would have Antifa throwing things. And what's the natural reaction when you're, you know, bottles are getting thrown at people? Well, they're going to, some of them are going to pick them up and throw them back. And then that's all they need to try and justify. Look, see, they're the violent ones. They're the ones acting out. Demonize the alt-right. Demonize them. Do you condemn them? Do you disavow them, Trump? And then kind of get that whole narrative going that you have homegrown terrorism on the alt-right, whereas they don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people, and water bottles filled with the same substances. You think, oh, look, they're bringing silly spray like they did in Seattle. Well, they were silly spraying the riot cops so that their masks were covered and they could then mess with their line of sight. You think, oh, look, they're linking arms and singing. See, they're just trying to be peaceful. It looks great for
and
a photo
op.
But in reality, it's to block people from getting back into where their medics are to wash the spray, the pepper spray off of their face. So they know how to, I mean, whoever is orchestrating this is very smart and they know exactly what they're doing and they are
trying to take them down in this country. They train them. It's been in the news at these socialist camps they have in Oregon, Illinois. It's in my film, Police State to the Takeover. And what you're saying, Millie, is absolutely what's happening. First, they designate everyone who likes Trump as the alt-right. Because you don't just say all conservatives are racist. They've already tried that. It didn't work. They go, okay, calling all conservatives racist isn't working. Let's just call them alt-right. Then is a new definition. The Democrats will own it and control it. Then we'll claim that all of Trump's new supporters are racist, have a few racist events, and then connect that to Trump himself. So this is all semantical games they're playing.
Exactly. And my problem with just coming out and jumping on the bandwagon and saying, you know, bad, you know, white nationalists, bad white supremacists, which your views are stupid. I'll say that. You guys are dumb for buying into the narrative. And you
But you're looking at the larger paradigm. The larger manipulation is the key. And then we ask ourselves, what's coming next? Well, I mean, Soros spent over $1 billion on this and others spent billions. They've been getting this race war going for a long time. As I said, we kick off at the end of the summer. It's here. So what comes next?
So what comes next is they want retaliation. They want more people to hold these alt-right rallies so that they can then stage it, create violence, and blame it only on the alt-right. All I have to say is don't be stupid. Don't buy into that. Get smart. Sue. Use petitioning. Use your means through paper. Use the courts. Use the system. go out there and become politically active. Don't fall into the narrative, because Absolutely. They are going to use this to demonize Trump at the end of the day, and that is all what this is about.
I agree. Trump needs to throw the book at anybody that was violent on both sides. They need to execute the guy that ran the folks over, and then they need to have the Justice Department indict Michael Singer for aiding and abetting. I guarantee his emails have got him with the Soros people, the stand down, all that. We have them. If we move against them, Trump must go on the offense. Nellie Weaver, can't wait to see your next live episodes of Flyover America right here at InfoWars.com.
On the march.
Diamond and Silk and others are here. Riding Shotgun Gary Haven.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let's play part of Trump's second statement, which the media is now saying isn't enough. They're already editing it. They're already saying Trump declares racism is evil amid pressure over Charlottesville. All he's ever said for 40 years in public life is unify people, bring people together, getting NAACP awards, decrying David Duke dozens of times on TV before he even ran for president. Then they would say he hadn't decried him. Wait till on the weekend David Duke had said something and Trump wasn't paying attention and say, oh, you need to respond. He didn't respond today. He's for David Duke. Just like they said, oh, it's been hours. He hasn't responded about Charlottesville. He tweeted and he said all racism is bad. It was all right here. And then he condemned it. But they ran fake news that he didn't. So he tweeted about it. He gave a speech. Now another speech. That's three times. But I think he's kind of fallen into their trap because now they're saying get rid of Bannon and he's behind it all. When Bannon's not behind all the attacks on McMaster, that's a fact. We're going to talk to Mike Cernovich, who's always got the inside intel with the Medium and, of course, all the other great work he's doing, best-selling author, just popping in for like 10 minutes. And then we've got Diamond and Silk coming on and so much more. Gary Haven riding shotgun with us. And we're going to Cernovich in a moment, but just your overall breakdown of this. And then after Cernovich leaves us, I want to get into the real spiritual side of Trump that nobody knows about.
Very good. Yeah, let me mention a couple of things. First of all, this is the same old, same old. You know, they're getting us to caught up in the chatter, Trump good, Trump bad. And we've got to be careful not to waste our time and energy on this thing. Look, Trump is the hope we have, even though he's struggling. He's the real deal. And all of this is this nonsense about him, the attacks on him. Whether it's Russian collusion or this or whatever we're going to see next week, it's just nonsense. The ultimate goal here for the people that control the media, the deep state, the people that are in power, is to create chaos. You know, out of chaos, they plan to acquire order and power. And so that's the end game. And they've been more and more open about it. The American people are waking up. Thanks a lot to you, Alex, what you've done. We just all have to step back and say, okay, who's benefiting from this? Where's this going? And spend our time on the things that are important. We need to get along with each other. You know, we've got black brothers and sisters that love each other and us, and we should work together and not let them separate us and buy into this nonsense. So everybody needs to calm down. And just call the media for the corruption and the lies that they're doing to perpetrate this nonsense and support Trump and encourage him. And what Trump needs to do is instead of putting one foot in the water, you know, and then pulling it out quickly as soon as he gets a little shock to it, he should go all in. You know, he's got nothing to lose right now. He needs to go all in and explain what's going on in the media, in the American people. And
he should say you've got the white supremacist morons and you got the cop killing Antifa groups funded by Soros.
All by design.
And then they stir up a fight and the police with a Democratic mayor orders a stand down and innocent people get hurt and killed. The Nazis are bad. Soros is bad. And by the way, Soros is a former Nazi collaborator. Julian Assange came out and said, why don't they care that our government under Obama funded the overthrow of the Ukrainian government and put Nazis in charge?
Absolutely.
This claim that Trump's a Nazi when the whole Democrat government's run by Nazis, run by a real Nazi, is incredible.
It's extraordinary. You know, I don't want to get off topic, but 530 representatives in the Congress voted to extend and broaden the sanctions on Russia, based on Russian collusion in the election, which 75% of Americans know is nonsense. But
some polls are higher.
30 of 535 of the Congress thought punishing, which is an act of war, by the way, these sanctions against Russia was a good idea. Yeah, our representatives are bought and paid for. And Trump needs to be honest about that as well.
I want to get into North Korea with you. Mike Cernovich, of course, he's an introduction. Coming up in early September, he's launching his own broadcast daily, kicking off at 3 o'clock Central. He's got a bunch of powerful new articles. He sent me one this morning that I'm going to pull up here in a second on screen for viewers. So I'll give you the headline, where he kind of lays out a menu of the current battle, what's coming next, what his sources are saying. Everybody knows he really understands what's happening. He's also a filmmaker, producer. The new film being produced is Hoax, the Media's War on Truth. So we get into the White House battle first. What's happening with the riots, obviously staged, condoned, and allowed, just incredible that even Fox News is admitting there was a stand-down order, our reporters witnessed it, or the North Korea thing. What do you want to tackle first, Mike Cernovich?
I mean, there's so much to talk about. I think Trump's statement is a good starting off point because it shows how dishonest the media is. Trump did everything they wanted him to do, and now they're going, oh, well, it wasn't good enough. You should have done this. You should have taken questions. They're not honest people. So Trump is losing his way. Whoever's telling him to dance like a puppet for the media is giving him bad advice.
Because they take that as weakness. His first statement was, love each other, come together, all racism's bad. But both sides came looking for a fight. We need to investigate this. And look, The New York Times admit there was an order for a stand down. That is incredible. I mean, we had a stand down in Maryland where there was beating people, the Black Lives Matter. That's criminal, Cernovich. What do you think should be done?
Well, yeah, they actually sent the alt-right guys into, and as you know, I have no love for those guys.
They hate you.
But they sent them into kill zones. So I've actually investigated what had happened, and I watched every stream. So here's what happened. The alt-right people had a permit. The Antifa did not. The police demanded that the alt-right people disperse because Antifa were committing violence and rioting, but the police didn't go after Antifa. Instead, they sent the alt-right guys into these choke points where they were attacked, and it was like melee warfare again, just like the Battle of Berkeley. And then, of course, violence is always ratcheted up. There were people in the streets with baseball bats, some Antifa. You had massive fighting on both sides. But this is law enforcement. If I were the father of the daughter who was murdered, I would definitely be suing the police department and the mayor and everything for.
And I should add, you're a successful lawyer in your own right. I mean, I'm no lawyer, but this is cut and dry. They ordered a stand down. The cops admitted it. They made people march through the gauntlet to put the two sides together. They were ordered to stand down and make this thing explode.
Yes, and we've seen this happen. This happened at a San Jose Trump rally. It's happened in a Chicago. There's a whole pattern of this, which the fake news media doesn't want to cover. These stand-down orders are par for the course. And, in fact, that's why those alt-right guys would go into the events wearing shields and helmets and things because...
By the way, this just in. The ACLU, it turns out, also called the police and confirmed it. They're not even hiding that they stood down.
Mike, what do you think?
Yes, exactly. And the ACLU had tweeted out that it was on both sides. The violence was Antifa. A woman journalist was actually assaulted yesterday by Antifa, these left-wing feral roving mobs that, of course, the fake news media will never call out or disavow. They're always counter-protesters, right? They'll never name who they are. So we live in such a dishonest world, and this is what happened with Jeff Sessions. And the reason that's why I want to talk about it first is just to set the framework for the world, which is that you can never show weakness. You can never apologize. You can never placate or appease the media. You have to always double down. And this is a bad thing for society because they're never going to say, oh, you know, because you've done that, Alex, before where you tried to say, oh, you know, I got that story wrong here. I'm going to retract it. And then they go, this proves that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist.
Well, worse, they keep misrepresenting that before I was ever attacked, I corrected because it's the right thing to do. Then they lie and put out fake quotes of me repeating what I didn't say. So they take it as the weakness because they're so stupid and think that must be the target point.
Yeah.
Right. And now they're even trying to say they're trying to accuse you of anti-Semitism when you I just read ShareBlue and Soros is going after you again. You've always said you have no time for this nonsense. And now they're claiming that you're talking about Jewish stuff and anti-Jewish stuff. They're really dirty.
Hey, Mike, tell me this. How does Trump handle this? What does he do in the media to counter this? What do you think?
Well, Trump made a his statement today was didn't move the ball downfield. What you have to do is you say, I disavow the KKK, I disavow the Nazis, and I call upon the media and the Democrats to disavow the Scalise shooting, the Family Research Council shooting. I call on them to join our pledge to disavow all political violence. And then that is how you prevent them. That's how you have to counterpunch. You always have to be aggressive, even when you're kind of doing what they want. And that was his big mistake is he should have said, I demand we all join a joint, because who's against the pledge against violence? So now you've taken the high road, and you're forcing the enemy to assume your frame, but instead he went into the frame of the enemy, and he got ambushed, and as you can see, they're just shooting at him even more.
Well, you know, when his first statement actually was consistent with what you just said, he said all groups that were involved, but then he backed up, you know, after they came after him. By the way, I watched his press event here a few minutes ago. He did a great job on it, but he's backpedaling now. Instead of being on offense, he's gone to defense that quickly. What do you think of that?
Well, his statement on Saturday wasn't good because you have to identify the enemy by name. You can't make a vague proclamation about both sides. You would have to say, I call on you. Alex Jones and I did this. We completely flipped Megyn Kelly and all those lunatics on their heads because we said, we disavow all political violence by anybody who reads us or watches us. We therefore call upon Jake Tapper, CNN, Brian Stelter, Megyn Kelly. We call upon
them to stop promoting the Antifa and covering up their violence.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me add this, since you mentioned it, I pointed out that when I would go protest the Klan and KKK, that clearly sometimes it came out they were federal agents, and sometimes that it was Southern Poverty Law Center groups and ADL and Jewish groups, and it'd be Jewish guys, you know, that don't look, you know, very Aryan, but, you know, look kind of like Howard Stern type guys, you know, doing it. And just like they caught the guy attacking the Jewish cemeteries and synagogues, and he was a Jewish left-wing guy. Now, they edited that out. Okay, you know, it's like saying if they said a black guy did something and I said, well, I saw a white guy running from the scene. It wouldn't be that I was being racist against whites, saying it looked like it's just crazy. And over and over again, they caught leftist Jewish groups, just like earlier this year, they wanted Trump to decry attacks on Jewish centers, like he was involved in it. So he said, oh, okay, I decry it, but it could be staged. I went, oh my gosh, it was fake. They caught the left-wing Jewish guy who admitted to doing it with accomplices. So I'm talking about Jewish groups going out as white supremacists, posing as them. They've been caught over and over again. The ADL's been caught. The Southern Poverty Law Center's been caught. And then they play this game like I'm just making that up. I just love it. I love it. Call me anti-Semitic. I don't care. You're liars. It's like calling Trump anti-Semitic when his family's married into Jews. I don't care. Nothing against Jews in general. It's all edited. Alex Jones accuses KKK members of being Jewish actors from Seinfeld. They have to do quotes on each word to put them together. If you're seeing a real quote, folks, it's like quotes and then 7, 8, 9 words and then a quote. It's not one-word quotes, one-word quote, one-word quote, or two-words quote. I mean, this is incredible because they don't want to put the part in there where I give the examples of where it's in the news. But don't worry, we'll do special reports on that now. Hey, can you guys pull up a Jewish leftist Jewish man arrested in attacks on Jewish cemeteries? Just as Trump said. You want to comment on that, Cernovich?
Well, hate crime hoaxes are actually very common. And, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center does have white non-Jewish people who stage these events, too, which, of course, we've all called out false flags on, you know, people of all races, religions, genders, and everything like that. And so what they want to do, though, is, and this is what I've learned, is what they want to do is they try to make it sound like you're criticizing all Jewish people, which you're clearly not. You're only criticizing agent provocateurs, which we criticize white people all the time, too. That doesn't mean
George
white
Soros
people.
Is trying to overthrow Israel. We're not.
What do you think about
it? Enemy. Soros was named by Israel as an enemy of the state. What?
Yeah.
That's what I. Why does nobody ever want to talk about that? Why? And also, too. Why are the very strong, powerful, right-wing Jewish voices in America silenced by the fake news media? They're very, very powerful right-wing Jewish voices, and the media pretends like they don't even exist. I think that's anti-Semitic. Yeah. I think that they should hear from very strong-minded right-wing Jews who are opposed to Soros and other things and call this out.
I agree. Gary Haven,
silenced.
Yeah, you know, they're quiet for a lot of reasons. I think it's interesting that George Soros has a warrant out for his arrest in Russia.
Other areas.
I mean, I would encourage Trump to have his Justice Department charge Soros with sedition. He's clearly guilty of it. You can follow the money and his attempt to disrupt the peace and to violate the laws of this country. I mean, it is clear as can be. And what a message would that send to the enemies of this Constitution and our sovereignty if he had Soros arrested? Of course, that leads us to the Clinton crime family and a few other things.
Exactly. This country is in a fight for its life. Cernovich, and you're going to be with us the whole next hour because I want to get into your dark sky scenarios. I want to get into the background of folks that, you know, actually pray and meet with Trump and talk to him on the phone almost daily and, you know, really how Christian he really is. This is powerful stuff coming up. Just briefly, in the 2 minutes we've got left, Mike Cernovich, the big fight going on inside the White House, blaming Bannon for this, the power struggle. What's your intel?
Yeah, they're trying to frame me. So actually, Chuck Todd on Meet the Press read one of my tweets to H.R. McMaster. But you probably never heard about that because who watches Meet the Press anymore? But Chuck Todd read my tweet to McMaster, and then Chuck Todd goes, he called me a self-described leader of the alt-right, when in fact, I have never called myself a leader of the alt-right.
From day one, you don't even say the term alt-right. You're saying because they're going to connect you to racists. You've been saying for since the term came out 9 months ago that you're not part of it.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do is they realize that McMaster does have a lot of problems. Sheldon Adelson's group, Zionist Organization of America, has consistently come out against H.R. McMaster. So they're freaking out within the White House, and they go, well, what are we going to do? Well, let's frame Cernovich for being part of these alt-rodents, as I call them, and then we'll try to make anything that he says seem like it's less true. So it's the usual dirty tricks playbook that we know how to do all the time, but it shows how McMaster is leaking to the press because all these mainstream media outlets, and including ShareBlue and George Soros' websites, are defending him. CARES defended him. The Muslim Brotherhood has defended him. Everybody at the ADL has defended him. The SPLC has defended him. CNN has defended him. Everybody who wants Trump to fail is defending Trump. So now they're trying to smear me and frame me for...
Yeah, the whole power structure you mean is defending McMaster, clearly showing he is the bad guy. And you're the first guy I heard that really, along with my listeners, singled him out and said, this is the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. That was the big underreported story. He flew under the radar. And that, so with the media now, they're trying to frame Bannon for whatever I do. Bannon, I don't do anything for Bannon. He's never given me any kind of instruction. And moreover, if he did, they're these people, they're lunatics, they're conspiracy theorists. I've even said, you and I, we don't even talk. And we should talk. Paul and I don't talk. None of us talk on the right because we're all so independent and free-minded that we don't coordinate on anything. And we should coordinate more, and that's probably why the left is so much stronger than we are in many ways, is because they are organized and we're all kind of on our own.
Exactly.
Island.
Do you think they're going to be able to get Bannon out?
Every day in that White House, anything can happen. So on any given day, who knows what could happen. Every day that Bannon's in there is a good day for America. But it's hard to predict things out from even 5 minutes.
All right, Mike Cernovich, amazing. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. He'll be hosting, obviously, some this week. We'll be right back with Gary Haven.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
Gary Haven's a smart guy. He says that they're setting Trump up with a trap with this North Korea thing. That's coming up the next hour. We're going to get, hopefully right now, into some of the background and some of the national pastors that he knows are friends with Trump and the private meetings they've had. I've gotten some of this info similarly. I know I've had private conversations with the president, but I'm not going to get into those. This is pretty powerful info. Just briefly, we're listener-supported. BuzzFeed tested our supplements and found they were totally clean, but tried to lie and say, but we overcharge, not knowing the very company that they had tested other supplements and then was selling them, recommending it as the best vitamin B12 in the country, but that's who we private label from. So we're calling it the BuzzFeed special. But now the BuzzFeed piece is gone. They're writing derivative pieces that are even more deceptive. So they're trying to shut us down. So when you fund us, you're getting high-quality products in front of the tip of the spear. So I'm combining last month's specials with this month's 1776 specials and calling it the BuzzFeed special. Brain Force, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, which you really need if there's a nuclear war, but it really blocks the bad halogens. So it's the regular use that's great. Not just the radioactive iodine, but it blocks the chlorine, bromide, fluoride, you name it. Survival Shield X2. They said, we tested it. It's pure iodine. It's not sodium iodine. It's not potassium iodine or iodate. It's just pure iodine. Acting like that's a bad thing. They know full well it's super hard to get the deep earth crystals totally pure in the gaseous form and then put it safely into palm oil. They know this is proprietary. It's so hilarious. Super Blue toothpaste is off massively. Caveman, Alexa Pure, Alexa Breeze, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Knockout, Sleep Aid, DNA Force. We're talking 55 to 66% off across the board. Infowarsstore.com. Now, this will go to the rest of the month, but obviously some of these are going to stop selling because they're going to sell out. X2, because a lot of folks are buying it because of the nuclear war threat. You know, iodine's, good iodine's flying off the shelves all over the country. You can search engine that iodine flying off the shelves, CBS News, you name it. We've also, again, got the iodine in the toothpaste and in the mouthwash. Really good for your gums. We have the new mouthwash with the iodine in it. And the colloidal silver as well. The Super Blue mouthwash is in. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And this is the biggest sale we've ever had. I keep saying this is a big one. This is a big one. This is the biggest because I combine two, and I love to make fun of BuzzFeed, and folks are really responding. So thank you for the support. We're trying to expand the face of the globalists. You know, as we get reporters in almost every big event now, we're hiring more reporters, more crew, and they're great people. So thank you all for the support. Gary, this is a short segment, but in the next, and then a little bit in the next, we're going to get into Trump and spirituality. But just finishing up with economic warfare, the way they're coming after us, we keep winning, but it is a little disconcerting. They don't stop, and they're turning it up.
Yeah. I think time's getting short right now. And the whole North Korea thing is really staged. You know, FDR said that nothing happens by accident. And so right now, they've kind of sucked Trump into this trap where there is no good outcome. And after the break, we'll talk about the ultimate lid on this trap that we need to warn President Trump about. And the interesting thing is the deep state, who normally is orchestrating these things, is going to be a victim of what's going to be happening, which I think is particularly interesting. So how much time do we have left?
I'm writing a note here to name this segment a warning, an emergency warning to President Trump on North Korea. Or should we name this segment North Korea is a globalist trap for Trump, deep state trap?
Yeah, except it's not the deep state that are creating this trap, which would normally be the case. This is a trap that is going to trap the deep state into something that they really don't want.
So they think it's a trap, and that's why I noticed the head kingpin, Lord Rothschild, has actually come out and said, this isn't Trump's fault, North Korea's out of control, we need to back off, or need a regime change. But I'll find out what the really smart guy, Gary Haven, has to say in 70 seconds. Please tell friends and family to tune in. Check out the new website, newswars.com.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most of you already know, I am a